Hallelujah. Precious Jesus, 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 Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Precious Lord Jesus, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you for the love that you have shed abroad in our hearts. While we were yet sinners, while we had still have nothing to offer you, oh, the love that sought me and bought me. Wonderful, wonderful, merciful, gracious love of God. We stand in awe today. And Lord, today we respond in love. We love you because you first loved us. We worship you today. We adore you. We stand in wonder of who you are. Lord, be pleased today with our expressions of worship to you. Please today with our lives, Lord. Let it be a sweet aroma, a sacrifice unto you, Lord. Take pleasure today in us. Thank you, Lord. Hymn number 5 in the camp hymnal, number 5.
Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, wonderful Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Express our thanks to Brother John and Sister Diana and Sister Eleanor for the ministry with us this past time. It was 11 days, I believe, something like that. It's so nice to have my pastor and my friend for many years, Sister Eleanor especially, who I've said it before, used to wheel me in a baby carriage. You can picture that. And we're so blessed to have them, as you all appreciate. I heard you showed your appreciation last night, and I'm glad I heard that. It's nice to have someone like Brother John, especially, who is interesting. Like a public speaker once said, he doesn't mind if people look at their watches, but when they start shaking, they're not broken. And we didn't have that problem with Brother John, so that's such a blessing. And may God's word have taken root in our hearts.
Yes, glory, Jesus.
That's the most important thing.
Yes.
How rich and how powerful is the word of God to be accepted in our hearts. And if we move on and upward, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. That's the goal, that we go further into Christ. I'm thankful for that the word was so faithfully presented to us. And may God bless Brother John and his church, and Sister Eleanor and Sister Diana. And again, we thank you very much.
We enjoyed being here. There was a power to it. And everyone is a blessing to one another here, and I'm so thankful for that. I've been blessed by testimonies and the word and the songs and everything that was said and done in these meetings. I know the Lord was in it all, and I truly thank Him for it. This song that we just sang, Jesus' Wonderful Name, reminds me of a time many years ago. My nephew was getting married, and they gave a bridal shower, to his bride, and it was in Pennsylvania. And my mom and I went to it. And they were all Christian ladies from the church. And I remember when Mom and I started this chorus, Jesus, wonderful name, sweeter than all the world to me. And those ladies never heard that song. And they said, sing it again, sing it again. It was such a blessing to us then. And I'm so thankful how God's word speaks to us, and through songs too. Jesus' wonderful name, sweeter than all the world to me. Jesus, ever the same, now and through all eternity. And truly He is always the same, every day. We change. We fail. We make mistakes. But the Lord never changes. He never fails. He's always there, ready to take us back to Himself, and just loves us. And I'm so thankful for such love that the Lord shows us. And we just continue to know that He loves us and continue to serve Him and love Him. And to Him thankful for all the workers here, how faithful each one is, and wonderful group that loves the Lord and seeking the Lord. And all I can say is keep it up. And the Lord will bless you for it.
If you have your Bibles, Colossians chapter 3. There are two sets of notes this morning. I thought we might be able to do this in two settings, and we won't. And so I'm going to try to get all of this in this morning in a short amount of time, and feel like I have a little bit of completion in some of these chapters. When you're done with that one, if you could, this one as well. So you're going to have two different sets of notes. Just take a look at the heading. Again, we can't say enough thank yous for the blessing that you've all been, whether just a couple of days, maybe some guests have come through, or for the length of time we've been here, some of the staff. It's hard for us to leave. We're sort of mixed with emotion. Because I get to take a deep breath. And I get a day off, a half a day off, I think, and back to some things tomorrow. And so that's good. And I've got my next 2 days of meals figured out, which pizzas and Mexican restaurants I'm going to get to, where I can get some good spicy food and, you know, sauce and garlic and sausage and things like that that you lose touch with when you come to camp. And so that's exciting, but there's a sense of real loss when we leave here. We leave part of our heart here. And when I said a week and a half ago, you know, as we begin the journey, there are relationships that develop in the time that we spend, that go deep, and God knits together our hearts, and He has done that. And so we kind of leave reluctantly, but you have a place in our heart, and we'll have a place in our prayers. And so thank you for your continued prayers. Let's pray now as we begin. I think they might already be on the way. I don't know what time the campers hit the trails, literally. But it's hike day, and our campers are going up mountains and I think maybe out on boats and kind of here and there in the area. And we want to pray God's blessing and His protection and hand upon them today. Sister Diana, would you pray today for the girls?
Father, we lift up the girls to you today, Lord, as they go on these hikes, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, I pray that you will minister to their hearts, Lord Jesus, that you will do a work in them as they take these hikes, Lord. And Father, I pray for their protection, Lord. Cover them, Lord Jesus.
Absolutely.
And just let them sense your beauty of this, of nature, Lord, that you have created, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for these girls and the love that they have for you.
Amen.